This is the Rob and Roz Recap.
I'm in the mood to talk about food. Something
make us hungry
was said today before the show started that actually
by whom
has got me by Joseph Mann.
Okay.
It wasn't said, it was something he did.
Mm.
So before the show started, I saw Joe was eating a little bit of a late lunch, and I've seen this before, but I always thought my eyes are deceiving me. Maybe I'm like verkeerd, né? So I stop for by Joe wat nou sy lunch eet.
Yeah.
And I eat alles apart. So he'll have like, he was having a chicken pasta salad,
yeah.
Right? Then he like will have the pasta, sticky pasta, and then you'll have that mouthful. Then you'll have a furkie for hoender. Then you'll have that mouthful. But nothing will touch.
But that's how it should be.
Excuse me?
That is how it should be.
Stop the count. Stop the madness.
Yes. You don't mix. So you're one of those people, like with the knife and the fork. Have you seen this, Joe? They'll get a bit of rice on there, and then they have to go for the veg, and then they're like impale. You impale the pumpkin or poke the pumpkin. Then we got to get a tiny little bit of meat, and we got to squeeze that. It's not a kebab, Roz. Your fork is not what do you call it? It's not a society.
I am not going to fight with heathens this afternoon.
I do it with dessert as well. I don't want anything to touch each other. The ice cream must be separate. The custard must be separate. The fruit must be separate. I don't eat trifle.
Jail.
Imagine mixing concrete on your plate.
Yes,
jail,
imagine.
Jail for you both. The fact that you are not getting all of the flavors that person, if it was now van die winkel af of wat iemand nou kos gemaak het, dat hulle daai al daai geure en teksture bymekaar wou sit to make the perfect mouthful.
Mm-mm.
Now you're eating one thing. What? No.
No, guys. But
No. Eat it separately.
And you have to wait for the meat last. Eat the meat last.
Agreed.
No. Okay.
Did I not just say, I was talking to Wayne and I said to him, you save the meat for last. It doesn't mean that I won't taste a bit of the meat.
No.
But when I see that the meat is getting low, I save that piece.
No.
Then I quickly finish everything else. The last mouthful has to be meat.
Yeah. I haven't even given the WhatsApp line number yet. In the mensa is here. Keanu, I agree with Roz. What blasphemy is this? Dievald say, nee, ek nooi hulle nooit vir poekie kos nie. Messages in from Amy, and Karis, and Reino. Reino say, nee, wat Roz, hulle is mal. Jy meng en eet lekker. Colette, you absolutely have to mix the rice and the sweet potatoes. Yum, yum. So all of those
I'll give it a poiki is a different thing. Okay, it's like probably the only time I'll allow things to be mixed, except if you put those horrible yellow things in the poiki. What do you call that thing?
A patty pan or something.
A patty pan or whatever. That I don't even want that on my plate.
Right. All of the people that have already come in with their messages are coming in with the correct things. They are coming in with the correct messages.
Separatists, please help us.
It's called seven colors. There are seven colors in the rainbow. We eat each color on its own. We don't, like if you were going to paint a wall, look at this wall behind you, Roz. They had to take the yellow paint first and do the yellow, then the blue, then the white. They couldn't just mix it all together.
Okay. Now that we've heard from the peanut gallery, I want to hear from you. Please. Back me up. Dishes are meant to have contrasting flavors and textures, and you must have that whole mouth experience while you're eating. 0848500942, please. This madness cannot continue.
Roz, the WhatsApp line has me in stitches. Listen, on both sides, there's clearly defined line here. And we are on, there's people that don't mix and there's people that do mix, okay? Somebody said that we are serial killers. Joe, what kind of serial killers is Roz working with because they don't mix their food?
Wow.
Right. Monza, I'm 100% behind Roz on this one. Jack says, Joe and Tap are savages. I'm 100% on Roz's side. Then Kelly, no, I completely agree with the guys. You eat the stuff you don't like first. Then you save the best for last, which is usually the meat. But you eat the veggies first. Don't mix the rice and the not nice. She isn't as a tagline.
And let me not get started on beetroot. If beetroot is involved, it must be in a separate bowl because that thing bleeds into the rice. Mm. Now we're eating pink rice.
If there is some beet, you must not eat.
Sodra my rice gekleur word met beet, You see. Dan gaan ek dit nie verder eet nie. Sorry. Dis klaar. My kos moenie aan mekaar raak nie.
Carla is so done. So nee, nee, mens meng nie, dan het Jacques hierdie gestuur.
Guys, yeah. So one thing that my younger brother used to do when he was younger, which irritated like everything out of me, is if, for example, we went to go and buy a McDonald's burger, he would start off by taking the McDonald's burger's top bun
yes!
and eating that in a circular fashion like a caterpillar.
Yes!
Then he would start out by taking off the cheese and then eating that in a circular manner.
Like you have to eat the patty separate.
Furthermore from there, do the last bun and then he would have like the burger patty and then eat that in a caterpillar fashion, like in a
me
circle
too.
All the way till it was done. I don't know why I did that, but luckily I grew that, but yes, that was irritating.
I totally do that.
Thank you.
I totally do that.
Candace, if you don't mix, you're not enjoying your food. Sean, you have to mix all your food together. Otherwise, there will be no flavor. How do Joe and Tap eat their hamburgers? Another Sean, a message in. Well, like caterpillars in a circle around the bun.
No, 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 no. See, that's
Joe's exempt from that one.
That's taking it a step too far. What I do, I eat the edges of the burger first, like a civilized human being. And then I eat the middle part last.
Wait, what?
No, that's insane.
What?
Esty actually sent us quite an interesting voice note, WhatsApp to say, food should not touch each other or be mixed. There's an actual name for it. It's called bromotactylophobia. Wow.
That thing.
Thank you, Esty. Then Nikita says, no, please tell the boys they need to start watching MasterChef. Even they teach you guys to all mix together, taste better together. A mingle mousse is the best. I always dip my roast potatoes in my pumpkin. It's yummy.
Even cereal. Like, I'll eat the cereal dry and then drink milk.
No, stop it. That's insane. That is insane. Maar, ek dink daar is a manier wat ons allemaal kan leer by Leanne. We can all work together. We can all learn from each other. Leanne sent us this.
Hi, Roz. I am a separatist that is now converted. So I used to be exactly like Joe Mann, separate. And then I met my husband and he convinced me to take a little bite of this and then take a little bite of this and that. Now I am society skewer queen.
Society skewers.
I know what you're going through because I was exactly the same and I now can't go back.
Joe, there is obviously room for you to learn, room for you to grow, and we all live in hope for that day. Thank you, Leanne.